Hello, and welcome to Change From Within. I'm your host, Mary Clavier. This podcast is here to help you uncover your unique path to living your most aligned life. Today's episode goes exactly along with that. And before we start on the topic, I want to share some exciting news. Something that I've been working on for a while and is in the works now is that I am working on a new program to support you and others like you that would like to live a more aligned life, that would like to live with more intention, be focused, meet your goals, and really have a direction that you feel good about. A lot of the times I feel like we're walking through life, sleeping through life in a way, trying to just get by, which we all have those moments and have those days for sure. But this program is about meeting you where you are and seeing how you can create more for yourself. Small steps, right? Because none of this is an overnight fix or change or anything. But what are the tools and processes and things that can help you to ignite that, to start a spark, to get you set in a new direction, to give you momentum for something different in your life? Maybe you've been dreaming about something. Maybe you feel really called to a certain path, but you think, how can I do that? Or no, it's too late. It's never too late. And you can do anything that you really want to do. I really believe that. So it's about coming into more alignment with yourself. And this program is going to look at that. So I'm super, super excited. It's coming soon, but not quite there yet. So I have a waiting list page. If you're interested and if you want to receive more information, then check out the link in the show notes. You can go to maryclavier.com/program and sign up for the wait list. And when there's more information, I'll send it out. You'll be the first to know. It's going to be really fun. It's going to be part of your journey to self-discovery, a path of self-discovery and personal transformation. So I'm really, really, really excited about it. I have a great format. It's different things that I've used with clients over time and for myself over time. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to share it with you. Okay. That being said, now today's topic is related because it's talking about how you can live a life with more intention. The question behind it is, are you trying to do too much? When I was earlier on in my journey, but actually it was for most of my life, I was trying to do too much. And when I was earlier on in this personal transformation journey, I started to recognize a lot more that indeed I was trying to do too much. I was always trying to pack my schedule. I was always trying to look at how things could be more efficient. And oh, if I just book these two appointments today, then I won't have any tomorrow, or, you know, back-to-back calls, whatever it might be. And it was really exhausting. Really exhausting. And what I am embracing, what I have been embracing for a few years now, and as you practice, it gets better and better. But what I've been embracing is being more intentional with how I set up my day, how I live my life, how I structure things, what I say yes to, what I say no to. And the slowing down really shows you a lot. It gives you space. And I'm not saying space to just fill up with something else, but I'm saying space to really slow down and enjoy the openness, enjoy the spaciousness, enjoy the rest and the ease and the slowing down. So I wanted to pose this question to you of, are you trying to do too much? For you to really take a minute and think about, do you resonate with that? Are you trying to do too much? And how can you live your life with more intention? How can you live it with slowing down a little bit more so that you don't feel like you're always on the go, so that you don't feel like you're always pushing through and pushing through just to get to the next thing, right? How can you enjoy and appreciate where you are and still have direction and momentum and desire for where you want to go next? It's about how we make these small changes that will add up to big changes in our lives, big changes in how we live our lives. So some of the ways you might be able to identify this, if you're trying to do too much, is really around taking a look at your schedule. Do you have a packed schedule? Are you used to overworking? Are you used to being busy all the time? Do you get nervous or anxious if you have space in your day? If you're able to rest, do you stop and think, well, no, that can't be right, and you look for something else to do? That's a surefire way to see that you're not comfortable with rest. Some part of you is not comfortable with rest. And so just taking stock and looking at this, evaluating, take a look at these last days and weeks and months and what you have coming up in the coming up days and weeks and months, and see how packed is your schedule. How much do you have that's work-related? How much do you have that's family-related or personal activities? All of those things. It all goes into the full expression and the wholeness of your whole life, right? So it's not, we're not compartmentalizing here that, okay, you do too much in work and then you're okay in your family life. I mean, it could be like that, but for the most part, we're usually the same in both. So if you're busy and packing the days with work, you're probably doing the same thing at home and vice versa. So really looking at what does that look like for you, and do you have the packed schedule? Because at the end of the day, none of this helps you. It doesn't help you if you get burned out. It doesn't help you if you are running on empty and really tired, because that can turn into a lot of frustration and anger. I know for me, when I'm tired, I lose patience at home. And, you know, I don't show up the way that I would really like to. So that's why it's another reason why rest is really important for that. And I see it with my kids too, you know, when they're really tired and they've been on the go too much, or they had a really intense day at school, they're grumpy. They're like little monsters, right? Like they just, because they don't know how to regulate, they don't know how to process what they're feeling. And sometimes they just get overloaded and it's too much for them. So the same thing happens to us. It may look a little different as adults, but the same thing happens to us. So I'm encouraging you to take a look at that and see, do you have a packed schedule? And is there anything that you want to change with that? Because if you want to change things, it is possible. It may not be easy, especially not in the beginning, but it is possible. And there are ways to take baby steps and figure out and build in more of this intention into your life. All right, so I wanted to share a couple of examples of what it's looked like for me in case it's helpful for you, because I know for me, always being on the go in the beginning, I didn't really see a way that I could be not on the go anymore, if that makes sense. It was hard. It was hard to conceptualize. So part of what I've done is just taken a look at different things, and a lot of looking at what my schedule looks like. What does my calendar look like? How many calls do I have? Or how many events are we planning to go to? And taking a look at the big picture of all of that to see, how is my bandwidth? And is all of this too much, or does it feel okay? So for example, sometimes we go to the US when my girls have off from school. We're in France and they get a lot of vacation, and they get 2 weeks vacation at a time, several times a year. And so sometimes we go back to the US for the vacation because it's a nice chunk of time. We're able to actually really see family and friends and spend some quality time with them. So the first time we did that, we left, you know, the day that school finished, and we came back on a Saturday. I'm pretty sure it was Saturday. Yeah, we left one day free on Sunday. And I miscalculated because I wanted to get the most out of our time seeing everybody. And I thought, oh, well, they don't have school anyway, so it would be a waste to go back a day earlier. And actually, I realized, not a great plan. Not a great plan, because the jet lag can be so hard for them. And then when they have to go to school on Monday, because you don't want them to miss more school than the 2 weeks they already had off, When you want them to go back on Monday, it's a little too hard and it's a little too much. So now we actually come back a couple of days earlier. We usually leave on, I'd say, Wednesday or Thursday. It's always an evening flight. So then we arrive back on Thursday or Friday and try to have a couple of extra days to be able to adjust to the jet lag, to just kind of relax and unwind and unpack bags and get organized and be set up for school again. Now, it may seem very obvious to do that because, yes, there's jet lag and it's a big trip and everything. But sometimes it can be hard to make those decisions because there's something else that you really want to do, right? So I really want to see my friends and family. I really want to spend extra time with them. So coming back early to be around the house and do chores and whatever does not seem so appealing. However, it is a trade-off and a price to pay, you know, depending how you look at it. So now I would rather have that rest and integration time and have a full weekend or, you know, 2-3 full days back to kind of get settled, get organized and everything, instead of rushing, instead of trying to make the most of the maximum amount of time in the US and then rushing when we're back here, because that sets up the whole week in just a long, hard period of time. So even if something may seem obvious, it doesn't mean that that makes it easier to make that decision, right? So I'd challenge you with whatever things you're looking at in your schedule, or if things feel packed, it's not as simple as saying, oh, well, just do this instead. I recognize there's a trade-off. I recognize that for each person, it's going to look different. So depending on what you prioritize, what you value, what's really important to you, it's going to look specific to you and your unique self and your family unit and all of those things. So just something to keep in mind that as you look at the things, you'll have to really decide what stays in your schedule and what goes, right? So there's other things like looking at how many times you commit to events after work or on the weekends, or how often you take back-to-back calls. I'm just giving examples. It can look different, especially if you're looking at work versus home and personal time. But it's really important to decide some of these things. So if you want more rest, if you want more spaciousness, if you want more time to just have open without having to do certain things, if you want more rest, if you want more spaciousness, if you want more time to not have to do certain things, then be mindful of this and take a look at all of the different things that you're committing to. So this goes into boundaries, right? Because even for me, how often do I take late work calls? Because of the time zone difference and because of my work, it's very easy for me to take calls later in the day or after the girls get home from school, because it's still prime time in the US, if you will, right? For client calls and things. So I pick specific days where I'm willing to do that, where I'm willing to take calls later on at night. I arrange it in advance with the house so that my husband can have coverage with the girls, all of that kind of stuff. But it's important to be aware of those things and look at what those trade-offs are for you instead of just minimizing all of it or saying, okay, I have to do this or I have to do that. Really look at what are the things that have to be done, what are the things that you want to do, and then what are the things that can potentially go away, you know? Also, planning on the weekends, we used to always have packed weekends. Now, granted, in France, we don't know as many people and have as many weekend plans, but we've really tried to cut down. I've tried to cut down on how much we book in any given weekend. So preferably Saturday or Sunday to go to an event or do something big. And then the other day is relaxing because we really all need it. And when you're busy and on the go all week, you need space in the weekend. It's another thing that you could look at. I just want to give you examples in case it sparks anything for you, any ideas of what it could look like for you. But it's really around how can you make some of these changes? What's one thing that you can pick to change, right? To maybe cut down on or free up in some way to give you a little more time and space. Again, not to fill it with something else, but to really have that rest. I promise you, it makes a huge difference. It makes such a huge difference. It really opens up the pathways to creativity, to, I mean, I will kind of feel like I keep repeating myself, but to rest. Rest is so important. It's so important because it impacts how we show up for everything else. It impacts how much patience we have. It impacts how we feel about each of the things that we do in a day. It really, if you don't have enough rest, it can really wreak havoc on your emotions. In my case, it can. So another part of that, for examples, is around sleep. And if you have sleep patterns that are restful and supportive to you, so do you go to bed around the same time every night? And how do you spend the last hour before bedtime? Because sleep, there's tons of studies on sleep and how important it is for your body and your brain. And so are you putting yourself in an environment where it's easy to sleep, where you're able to sleep? And is it a restful sleep, right? So there's a lot around, you know, suggestions of not being on your devices an hour before bed, doing something more like reading. I definitely haven't totally cut out devices before bed, but I do some body and brain exercises, some body tapping, and also read a little bit before bed. And it really does help me. It helps put me in a different frame of mind. It gets me a little more sleepy. And now that it's a routine for me, it feels so much better. It's like I look forward to it. I crave it, right? Because it's something that helps me. It's like so relaxing. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to go do my body tapping now. It's so relaxing, you know, time for bed. So there's things that you can do like that too to help you get a good night's sleep, which also in turn helps your rest and recovery and sets you up for a stronger day the next day too. So it is looking at how much you're doing. It's looking at what you can take out or move around and change in some way. And then it's also looking at how you view rest, how you value it. Do you value it? Do you think it's important? And what can you do to nurture your relationship with it? What can you do to nurture your relationship with rest and really have it be your friend and embrace it and appreciate it? It's really hard sometimes to go against the grain. And I would say the grain right now in society is much more around hustling and grinding and pushing through and doing all these things until you make it and blah, 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 you know? But really, rest is so much more important. So much more important. You get so much more quality out of that, and the ease and the flow that comes with it. So yes, I'm going against the grain on that, but you may already feel that too. And I think people have started to change from COVID and everything, just having a little bit of a different lifestyle and having to slow down so much. But I feel like we're kind of going back the other direction and kind of getting back into all the hustling. And that's where I'm being extra mindful and paying attention to how to not do that. So I hope this was helpful for you. So if you're really, I really encourage you to look at your days, see where and how you spend your time. Do you have time for rest? And what is your relationship with rest? All of these things, because having an understanding of that and an awareness around that will help to set you up in such a different way. It will help to set you up to be able to make more changes that puts you in more alignment, that has you living your life with more intention, that allows you to appreciate and really be living your life instead of going through the motions. Because, yeah, it's really easy to do that. But that's not what we're here for. That's not what you're here for. So maybe that's a lot to sit with. I will leave it at that for today. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, if you like this podcast, please feel free to share it with a friend or a loved one. It really helps the podcast be seen and heard whenever anyone shares it. So I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a great rest of your day. I'll talk to you next week.